From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs. Bobby Whitlock was born March 18, 1948, in Memphis, Tennessee. The family first moved to Arkansas when he was young, when his lay preacher father, Jimmy, took over a church in the middle of a cotton field in Marmaduke in Greene County. They later moved more semi-permanently to Diaz, northwest of Newport in Jackson County, when Whitlock was 9. Bobby Whitlock recalled living next door to the railroad track in Diaz with a blacksmith shop next door. Bobby and his mother, Laveda, worked in the cotton fields around Diaz, Newport, Lepanto, and beyond. Always into music, he played guitar, piano, and sang. The day after he graduated high school, Bobby Whitlock left what he described as an abusive relationship with his father for musical freedom when his mother dropped him off at the corner of Poplar and Stonewall in Midtown Memphis, Tennessee, with $50 and a ham sandwich. Soon, he joined the band The Counts, which played around Memphis from 1965 to 1968, including at the famed Plantation Inn in West Memphis, Arkansas, and several dates opening up for Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Bobby Whitlock got to know the musical couple Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett, also signed to Stax, by playing on their album. But they were leaving the Stax deal to go to Los Angeles, California, and sign with Elektra Records, and convinced Whitlock to join them. He was photographed at the Cabaret Club just before leaving Memphis with Delaney and Bonnie, wearing an Arkansas State College sweatshirt. Delaney and Bonnie's band, called The Friends, at various times had Leon Russell, Dave Mason, Rita Coolidge, Jim Keltner, and others, in addition to Whitlock. But Whitlock was there at the beginning, sleeping on the couple's living room couch in California.
Life I was unsure of, and then the Lord took me a wife, cause I was so alone. But the scenery has slowly changed, yeah. Yes, I see.
In late 1969, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends opened a tour for Blind Faith. That's where Whitlock met Eric Clapton. From there, Bobby Whitlock garnered his own solo deal. In 1971, Bobby Whitlock signed to Atlantic Records and went about recording his debut album with his bandmates in London. When he turned the tapes in, Whitlock learned executives had expected him to record with their session men in the U.S. with Tom Dowd producing. Instead, Whitlock bought himself out of his Atlantic contract and signed to ABC Dunhill Records, home to such acts of the era as Three Dog Night. The eponymous Bobby Whitlock album was released in March 1972.
If I could ease your pain, if I could where the light of understanding, Lord, outshines.
Famed Rolling Stones producer Jimmy Miller produced Bobby Whitlock's follow-up called Raw Velvet and released in November 1972. In the mid-1970s, Whitlock recorded for Capricorn Records while living with Dickie Betts and Chuck Leavell and Macon, Georgia, who also played on his albums. The cover for Whitlock's album Rock Your Socks Off was drawn by Capricorn Records label mate Martin Mull. Despite the star power, Bobby Whitlock's albums did not blaze the charts. In fact, it would be nearly 25 years before Bobby Whitlock would again release another album.
Tell the story soft and sweet as you walk through the flowers with bare feet. I sit and talk.
Recalling his upbringing in West Tennessee and East Arkansas, in which he described experiencing abuse and poverty, Bobby Whitlock said, "I come from people who are steeped in the lowest state of human consciousness that you can possibly imagine. What a place. That's all it ever was to me, just a place, never a home." From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.